President Bush holds a summit this week on the economy. Ideas discussed at a similar economic meeting 4 years ago ended up becoming law, so it is worth noting some of the agenda here. President Bush will attend two sessions of this economic summit. One will deal with tort reform and the other with Social Security. To learn more, we brought in David Wessel. He's Deputy Washington Bureau Chief of the Wall Street Journal, and he says that if the president's Social Security reforms are going to become law, the president will first have to sell Congress on those ideas.
The Republican senators have made quite clear to the White House that they are not willing to vote for a Social Security reform bill that is opposed by all the Democrats in the Senate and opposed by the important senior lobby, the AARP. So they want the president to find some middle ground that can get some moderate Democrats. But on the House, the very strong conservative Republican majority in the House is very disinterested in compromise with Democrats. And that puts the president in a very tricky political position.
Aren't there also some House Republicans in particular who are against any Social Security reform?
Well, there are always some who are against it, but I think the bulk of the House Republicans are interested in doing something, but they want something that's very much based on private accounts and so-called partial privatization of Social Security, and that may be something that's hard to get Democrats to vote for.
Is it also necessary to convince important business interests that Social Security reform makes sense in order for it to have the force to get through Congress?
I think most businessmen and people on Wall Street understand that our Social Security system is unsustainable and needs to be fixed. The most challenging thing about the president's plan is that he wants to set up private accounts and then borrow a lot of money by selling treasury bonds to pay existing Social Security benefits. And this plan will not succeed unless he can convince Wall Street that this is a good idea.
Wouldn't Wall Street like the idea of lots more people investing lots more money on Wall Street?
There's more than one constituency on Wall Street. The money managers love the idea of managing these private accounts, but the bond market is very sensitive to how much borrowing the U.S. government does, and the president has to satisfy both constituencies, making a lot of money managers rich, but running up long-term interest rates by flooding Wall Street and global markets with a lot of treasury bonds is not something the president wants to do.
Is anybody in charge of cutting the deficit?
Well, Josh Bolton, the budget director, has been making a number of public statements recently focusing very heavily on the annually appropriated domestic spending and how they're going to try and squeeze that further. The appropriations bills that passed Congress this year were very miserly. They increased spending outside of defense by only about 1%, and Mr. Bolton's promising to do even better in the president's next budget.
Although increasing spending by only 1%, that's not much of an increase, especially given that people get raises and so forth, but there's a very, very, very large budget deficit. Is that kind of restraint in spending going to be enough?
The president's people argue that spending restraint on domestic spending and a growing economy can get the deficit down. But there are a lot of skeptics because there's the cost of the war in Iraq, there's continuing cost in Afghanistan, there's some things in the tax code that are very expensive that need to be fixed, and there has been very little, until recently, willingness of the Bush administration to actually do anything to restrain spending. So that's really an open question.
David Wessel of the Wall Street Journal, thanks for coming by again.
You're welcome.